Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions, and we're in the last month of 2020, and I'm pleased to have a guest today, and we'll talk about her in a minute, but I'll give you my health tip for the day. Stress, the silent killer and the agitator of any issues that you have in your body, and we need, especially right now with what's going on in the world, let not our hearts be troubled, but trust in God and during these troubling times. Now, I understand that we're going to have a vaccine in a week and a half, but I'm recommending that everybody go to Robert Kennedy Jr.'s Facebook page, and he is not anti-vaccine, but he's done a lot of work, and read that before you consider taking this vaccine. Our cosmic weather for today, the moon is entering Leo, and Luna's trine with Mercury can help us with manifestation of our desires, so we need to use that aspect for our benefit. The moon also has a very complex set of webs which affects interactions. That's a challenge for Lexi and I today, but stay calm. We're going to stay calm. Father God, in Jesus' name, we welcome the Holy Spirit to connect with our spirit to reveal what needs to be known. And to get ready for Lexi, you will, to prepare, just give her the month and day of your birth date. Years are classified. And in a little defense of astrology has helped a lot of people understanding themselves and helping them to strengthen weak areas in our personalities. Genesis 1:14 states the lights in the heaven, the sun, the moon are for signs and seasons. Remember blood moons. In 2014 and 2015, all fell on Jewish feast days, although God says these are his feast days. But the Jewish people observe them. Genesis 37:9, God used the sun, the moon, and the stars to show Joseph the greatness of his destiny. Matthew 2:1-2, the wise men followed the star for the birth of Jesus to Jerusalem with gifts to worship and welcome him. There are numerous other signs. I could do a whole show just on signs. And with that said, I would like for you to meet Lexi. Lexi, tell us a little about yourself. Hello? Hello, Lexi, tell us a little about yourself.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we were kind of lost. Okay, Daisy, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this. And, well, telling about me, I've been psychic from my early years. My mother had the disease, so to speak. And she wanted to deny it later in life, but and didn't want me to do readings. But that was my calling, so I've been doing it for about 30 years. I enjoy what I do, and I hope I help everybody, and some people have told me I did. So let's go. Let's see what we can do today.
Okay, let's start with our first caller here and get her on the line here. Her, him, person.
Oh, my goodness. I get to be
Hello.
First.
Hello.
Oh, I get to be first. Hi. It's Linda.
Hi. Hi. Who am I talking to?
Linda. Hmm?
Linda,
ask your question, what? Dear.
Oh, ask her a question? I thought we were doing
well, give
the thing
your month
for the birth
day
year.
And then ask,
give me the month and the day, please.
February 16.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what do I start? Oh, my gosh.
One question, please.
Yeah, I said, where do I start? It's only me. I was shutting the timer off on my microwave, sorry. I just want to ask you, are the people that I love in my life going to come back and bring me happiness next year and be peace with me? I need peace.
Well, this year is a year for you to restructure your life, period. Everything needs to be revisited internally. You need to do a lot of internal work. Your outer people that you are having issues with are reflections of self that haven't been worked out. So you need to work out some things internally And if the happiness is not brought by others, happiness comes from within. You choose it rather than create it through outer means. So that's your lesson right now, to really learn to go internal and really figure out who you are. And in turn, you will find people that will align with you once you find the peace internally. It will never come from the outside.
Okay.
That's very
true.
A lot of that is going to be affecting us next year, you know, on a personal basis. A very good reading. Thank you, Linda.
Thank
God bless
you,
honey.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye. Okay, let's go on to the next person here.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. My name is Tasha. My birthday is 6/22/1975.
Okay, Tasha. Well, what is your question, though? Let's do the question first.
Far as work or career?
Well, give me something specific, because if you say career, it's very broad. Give me something that is more specific.
Like job?
Yeah, whatever you want to ask.
What field would you see me going into?
In what career?
Yeah.
Is that what you ask?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You already have something in mind right now that you want to do. You're not sure about your accomplishments at this time, and I would say you need to rethink it a little bit, because I think your idea is a little too big for your bridges at this time, because you're not really ready emotionally. So get ready emotionally that you dissolve the fear or the discomfort you feel about it, and then before you know it, you're going to be going. You're going to be good. But you have to dissolve the fear. That's your biggest thing with you. And you know, the one of the reasons is you overthink things. You go too fast into it, and then you get lost in it, and then you scramble, and then you don't know what to do. Am I hitting it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Well,
yeah, that's
you know,
good.
It's just will take a little time, and you need to get over some heartbreak. There's some things going on in your life besides your objective that you're going for, that keeps you from that. You have to work stuff out internally about some form of pain, a loss or a breakup or something that you haven't quite gotten done with.
Okay.
Did it make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now we have this little bit of web with a moon that's creating, you know, maybe not getting things exact, feeling right in your heart about it, but think about it, meditate on it, and there's a good change. There's a good change coming for you. I feel it myself. Thank you for participating. God bless. Okay. Let's move on here. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
My birthday is 8/26.
Okay. And what is your question?
Could you just tell me whatever you feel? If anything comes to you.
Well, that's very general. Please give me a specific question, because
okay,
that would lead into a reading.
All right. What about finances? Perhaps.
Okay. You know, this year is going to be a very different kind of year for you. You have to learn this year to truly trust your spirit. You have a very deep inner understanding of how things really work.
And now is the time to practice it. You've gotten a little sidetracked in looking to the outer world too much. You have to go back internal. You're very good at this, but you've gotten a little sidetracked. And what's really helped with this, you know, when you're guided by spirit, you're not going to know exactly how the outcome is. And there are times you feel like you want to know the outcome, so you have to kind of float it. And that's going to feel quite uncomfortable at times, okay?
Just roll with the flow, okay?
Yes. Yes, yes. And you can do it, because once you do that, if you get into that flow, like Daisy just said, that flow is going to be the thing that will carry you. It's like a wave, an ocean wave that can carry you. If you struggle with it, you drown, right? So here you have an opportunity this year, for the coming year, this is for your coming year, to literally turn it over. Every day when you get up, before you get up, tell yourself, please, God, or whatever you believe in, I turn it over to you, to how my day will go. And when you get into that flow, oh, my God, you're going to do so well in everything.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, and God bless both of you. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for participating. All right. Okay, let's move on here.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
This is Lisa. My birthday is September 15th, and my question is in regards to my love life. I would like to know if 2021, if I will have a love life.
You know, the first thing before you even started talking, I had a tremendous sadness in my heart. So you're longing for something, or you have had a very tumultuous relationship that you came out of that left you kind of empty, and now you really want to have a new start. And you're looking for that. And the new start is promised this year. So it isn't that you should look for it. It should be more like allowing it to come to you at its own pace. If you go look for it, you literally push it away. So just allow it to come, because you're not quite ready. Is there some emotional pain still? Because I picked that up before we even talked. So is there some emotional pain you're still working out?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yes. And once you're done with that, I mean, not done, you never get really done, I know about that, but you, once you kind of dissolve it more, where you're more open and available for the next person to come in, then it's going to be better for you to handle it. Because if you bring somebody in now, you would end up in the wrong type of relationship, because you would look kind of for a savior. And saviors don't work. It will never work. You end up getting your power back, and then the relationship would fall apart. So it's best to wait, okay, for a while.
Okay.
Wait till next year, maybe. Give yourself some time. Don't do anything yet. Focus on other things like work and all. And here, maybe March, and then it's going to be easier for you.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, okay.
I'm glad to hear that. Praise God. Okay,
cool. God bless both of you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. How are you doing, Lexi?
I'm doing great.
I feel like you are. It's just some of this is really, you know, touching my heart, because I know these people. Thank you so much.
Yes.
We're so glad to have you.
I just want to help, because my heart, you know, I always feel what other people feel. So when my heart goes out, I'm there with them. And, you know, it isn't helpful, but it is helpful, because
is
the
helpful.
Person then doesn't feel so alone, because we often feel so alone when we are going through pain.
That's true. Oh, hello. We're on the line here. Hello?
Who?
Hello?
Who, me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good.
Hi, well, whom am I speaking with?
This is Kelly, and my birthday is 9/16.
Oh, another one, 9/16. Didn't we just have that? No. But
we just have one, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't really, I'm not really, like, by the book, whatever the Virgos are. So don't stereotype me.
Amen, I can testify that one, too.
Okay. Okay.
Not by the book.
Okay.
No.
What is your question?
Well, I've been having trouble with my Jeep lately, and it looks like
your
I'm
Jeep. Okay, wait. That's a good one. Wait. Let me see. You love that Jeep, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't know what is wrong with it? Does it, like, stop
no,
in the middle of the road?
No, I know what's wrong with it. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to financially cover it.
Oh,
I
want to know. Okay, that's a different story here. All right, let's see.
My mechanic is generous, yes, but I don't know how generous he can be.
Well, He's going to give you a break and maybe let you pay a little later, some of it. So I think you have a chance there because you love that Jeep, and that love is going to carry you into keeping it, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, the only problem with your mechanic, he's having some issues himself in his marriage also, that's going to prevent him at times from working on your Jeep when he says he's going to. So that's the other little issue.
Right, but right now he knows that's my only mode of transportation because my
Jeep, but if it he's
so
willing
old.
And yeah, he's willing to wanting to help. And like I said, the love that you have for that Jeep will carry you to keep it. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and Gail,
let me touch up on right quick about you not being a Virgo. The reason you feel that is you get at times a little, Virgos are usually very definite about everything, and you kind of get into confusion about what to do about things. So you try to control situations externally as much as possible because internally at times you feel scattered. Okay.
I feel what?
Scattered. Scattered. Mm. Nervous.
Well,
you know.
No, that doesn't really resonate with me too much unless it's extreme stress.
Yeah,
but,
well, that's what
that,
she's talking about.
I
that's what she's
what
talking
I'm
about.
Do.
Okay.
That's
all right. That's good. Okay. But
and
I wish
Kelly,
you well.
Kelly, we'll send you good energy and stuff to get this car done in a good way.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
I've been praying on it because I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to, I mean, because everything else I got going on, I got a medical issue with my hand going on, and I'm just like, don't know exactly how that's going to pan out. You know, I only got one hand, so I'm kind of screwed. Yeah.
We'll send you good energy.
You know, that's going to work itself out, too. You're going to be fine. You know, it's just this year. For you, as the other person I had earlier, you just have to rethink things a little bit. You have to do them a little different than you used to do them. That's all. But things will get done, and your hand will be okay.
Well.
Okay? All right.
Think outside the box really well.
All right, we're done.
Okay, good. Thank you. God bless.
Take care.
All right. Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy and Lexi, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey. How are you, Vicki?
I'm good.
Give me a birthday.
I'm good. 5/12.
Okay. And what's your question?
You know, I recently moved, and the person who was supposed to help me just abandoned this, and I know he drinks, and I just for me to move forward and let it go. I just want to know why he did this, besides the alcohol.
There is no besides. You know, you have to understand, Vicky, that when somebody is addicted to alcohol or drugs, their first interest and their only love is to fulfill the desire of the alcohol or drugs. So when you are in their life, you are secondary. You can never be first. And when they are progressed in their disease, that they call that, I think it has more to do with taking control of your life, but that's what they call it for now. Mm-hmm. When you're more progressed with it, the brain cells go, memory goes, and all of that. So there's an addition of issue. So I would say that might be why the person didn't come through for you. But by the way, this year, having the three as your life for this year that in numerology, you have to deal with this relationship stuff. You have to work it out this year till your next birthday. Okay. It's time to resolve it. But it will take time, and you just have to keep at it like you've been doing. It's going to be okay, but it's just uncomfortable. It's irritating, I know.
It's very irritating, yes. And that's what I needed to know, because I really want to put this behind me and go forward. I really do.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I can add to that is addiction knows no boundaries. And it's just like Lexi said, that's their only thought. And then they're fuzzy the next day. Their mind's not occupied, you know, running on all eight. So it isn't that he personally wanted to do that. It's just that he's incapable of following through. And there was also the feeling of loss, the feeling of losing, and it was just the anger took hold, too.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's a very, I totally agree with what Daisy just said.
Yeah, I figured he was mad that I was leaving, and I expected him to say, hey, I'm pissed off, I'm not going to help you, but I didn't get that. He just totally abandoned it. And it's fine, I got here okay. I did it on my own, with the help of my neighbor.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
so
thank God for that.
So, all right, ladies, thank you so much.
Take care.
You're welcome. Thank
Take
you for
care.
Participating.
Right. Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye.
Okay. You know, astrology was manipulated just like the Bible was manipulated in the study of it. And people fear people who are seers and who can sense things about, they fear that power, so they set out to destroy them. And, you know, so much negative energy came against it. We know we help people, and we're grateful that we have people to work with and that are open-minded and not closed-minded. So that's real good.
Well, you know, the ones that are really aligned with our energy, because we're made out of energy, and that's a vibration, and it actually can be measured. It's how you attract situations and people in your life. So, you know, you can't really ever attract wrong things. It's just it seems wrong or feels wrong to us when our vibration isn't right. So we have to adjust ourselves all the time and learn. That's how we learn to get better and have a better life for ourselves, as we learn to maneuver ourselves through this vibrational web, whatever you want to call it. So we have to learn every day. We're changing every day for that reason, so that we can get better, you know. That's my purpose anyway.
And I
think everybody else, yeah.
We're about to go through major changes, and we need to get ready for that.
Yep.
Major changes.
Yep.
And we need to not focus on the appearance of things. We need to go within, internally, as you put it. We need to go within and stay connected to our spirit and not let this outside influence affect us, you know.
Right. But, you know, let our love light shine. That's the thing. Let our heart chakra open up so that you know, that we surround ourselves with light, and that light sending it to everybody around us, and keep doing that mm-hmm. in the form of either meditation or prayer, both ways. And I tell you, we as people have a lot of power, but we have to use that power now to change the world, because our world hasn't worked for a long time. So it's time to change it, you know?
It is. It sure is. Okay, let's move on here and take our next caller. All righty. Hello.
Hi,
hello?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
We're good.
What is your question?
Okay, I wanted to give my boyfriend's birth date, which is 4/18. And what are his plans of us being together on a daily basis?
Yeah, but I need yours.
Okay.
Oh, you need mine too? Mine's 2/24.
Yeah. Okay. You know, there is a very strong bond between you, and he feels it too, but I don't get him stable enough at this time to actually see things through. And this year, is he working?
Yes.
And he's putting his mind onto work intensely. He's trying to either create a business or further himself in his job, whatever he's doing. And because of that, you kind of took a little side interest to him. And but your relationship has been kind of wavering anyway. It hasn't really been totally consistent. So, okay, let me bottom line it. All right, I'll bottom line it. You need to not put your eggs in that basket, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but you know, I don't want to hurt you, but you probably know this already, and you wanted to validate. You wanted me to validate you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He tries to assure me each day, you know, hang in there and blah, blah, blah. It'll get better, but.
Well, the one thing that is true about him, which, you know, you need to appreciate, he does not want to hurt you, and that's, you know, that's in itself a good trait. But
mm-hmm.
you also need to realize that you need to gain your own personal power. You can't depend on another person to give you that stability. And you're kind of, in a subtle way, manipulating him into a position that he feels that he should be responsible for you in some way. And for you, it's like this little holding on of that little feeling of attention that you crave from him, and you take anything instead of realizing that you can do on your own and that you're going to be fine. You got a lot of things going on for you, but you have to trust you. It's time
right.
to turn this around for you. You can't keep going like this. This is not good.
Mm-mm.
And it's like I told Vicky earlier, you've got to work out your relationship issues this year, but differently. You have to work it out where you have to realize the power you have within to do your own life. And when you do your own life, then somebody will come into your life that will add to it, not somebody you depend on. Okay? All
right,
that's it.
Okay, thank you much, and God bless y'all.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks for participating.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, I told everybody that you don't sugarcoat anything. And
I'm sorry, but I can't do it. I don't know how to do that. You know, it's better for people to know. You know, they know already anyway. Most of us know. And it takes you down a notch a little bit because you have great hope for a different answer. But if you give the good answer only and people then kind of try to hold on to that answer but already know internally that it isn't right, then it gets more confusing. So it's better to just tell the truth. I'm about to tell
it
the
is.
Truth. And I'm not always right. Let me say this too. I'm not always right, so don't make me into something wrong, because I can make mistakes too.
Well, listen, none of us are always right. There's a margin of error in everything. In all religions,
yes.
I've caught pastors at mistakes. And look how many years they taught people that the man ruled over the woman. And that's not the way God intended it. It was an equal partnership, and I can't believe that we got caught up in that. So there's a margin of error to everything. It's called the human element, and that's why they put erasers on pencils. We all make mistakes, and nobody's perfect. The only one that is Jesus Christ. that's not my take on it. Let's take our next caller here.
Okay.
All right. Hello. Hello?
Hi, I had a question.
Okay.
Oh, hello. It's a man for once. Wow.
And my birthday is 2/3.
And what is your what's your name?
My name is Ed.
Ed? Okay, Ed, what's your question?
So I'm just wondering if there's any type of maybe financial gain in my future. I know I'm looking to move in maybe next year. So just interested in kind of where you see things going from that perspective.
Okay. But you know, you're actually using your energy properly. You are in an ending cycle right now, and next year would be a perfect time to start something new. I also feel if you're making a move, are you going to do a physical move too?
Yes.
Yes, that physical move is going to do you wonders. You're going to do so much better in your new location. You're not in the right location right now to get things going. You will get things going better when you move. And you already feel that because you really didn't go anywhere here, wherever you are. And it's just I just feel like this, every time you did anything, there was a block. Restrictions, rules, regulations, laws, where you're moving to, it's going to be so much easier, and it's more transparent. The people are more transparent there, and you're going to like it better.
Okay. I am in Chicago.
Really? Yeah, I'm in Chicago. Oh, God, please. I totally get it now. Yes, you need to go. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, I got you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. Take care. Bye-bye, Ed.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for participating. All right. Well, that was good advice. Now I want to take a little bit of time
Chicago.
Here.
I didn't know. I'm glad I didn't know. I would have been opinionated.
Well, you had another Chicago caller, too, you know.
Oh, okay.
You did. Yeah, well, two.
Oh,
well,
really?
One used to be, and one still is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but just a little bit of both of us giving out a little bit of peak previews, so to speak, about the end of this year and the beginning of next year. And mine is, it's time to get ready. It's time to get ready because things could get harder. That we have to be able to stand in this world, and it seems to be getting darker and more oppressive at the moment. But we need to prepare for this difficulty now that it's happening, and get ready for any hardship that might come. And it's like our military. They don't prepare for battle when they're in the midst of the fighting. They train in advance. So we need to train in advance for the changes that are coming. Some of them we're not prepared for. And I can promise you this, we're not headed for a utopia. There will not be lasting peace on the earth until the Messiah comes. But until then, the world could get a little worse. And in 2 Timothy 3:1, it says, in the last days, difficult times will come. So, Father God, we know that in this world we'll have tribulation, but your word declares that you have overcome the world. Lord, help us not to fear suffering, but to live confidently and look forward and prepare ourselves for your return. Strengthen us by your grace so that we will be faithful until the end. Go ahead, Lexi.
Well, you kind of said it all, but the one thing I feel that would be really cool right now if everybody were to do that, familiarize yourself with your surroundings. If you have neighbors, kind of connect if you haven't connected, and learn. We're all going to have to learn to share. Share what we have. So that no matter how tough it will get, and again, like I said earlier, I'm going to come back to this. You know, right at this moment, people all over the world live different type of existences. Some are living in poverty and hunger. Others live in comfort and joy and so on. A lot of it has to do with, again, our vibration. So the more you are open-hearted and kind to others and you are honest with your feelings and your neighbors and all, the more you will always have what you need. Okay, but if you are angry, hostile, mean, bitter, resentful, these energies will not work anymore. It's time to change. We need to change, let go all old resentments, old stuff, this family. All that crap got to go because we're all here only for a short period of time on Earth. We are not living here forever anyway. So it's time to turn that around, okay?
Yes.
That's my feeling on it.
Thank you. And just for everybody, if you need a personal in-depth reading, you can get a hold of Lexi at Lexi, L-E-X-I, astrology, at gmail.com and get information for complete readings and by appointment. And I know that we're closing 2020 with a lot of confusion and that we're being confronted with issues that we must carefully respond to, of which I will cover in the January show. I'm going to cover a lot of predictions and personal readings at that time. And these are confusing times. And like I said, the blood moons that we had four times in 2014 and 2015 prepared for this. It was a signal then.
Right.
One was on April 15th, the other was October 8th in 2014, April 4th and September 27th in 2015. And the blood moons are significant. And another that I can share with you, whether you like Donald Trump or not, at the time he was born, there was a blood moon, and then the third anniversary of his inauguration, there was a blood moon over Washington, D.C. So he was a significant figure. He was a significant person in our world, and he came up against a lot of conflict, conspiracy theories, you know, the Russian hoax, and he has proved that the election was a fraud. If you have time, you can watch Hannity, which is showing a videotape caught. They excused everybody from the counting room and then proceeded to pull suitcases out from under a table, suitcases after suitcases. So we are being shown, as I said before, this aspect will be in place till 2025. That's revealing things that have been hidden and corruption. So there, it was corrupt, but we have, you know, I don't know if he can make the time limit. It seems that he's preparing to move to Florida. So I don't know that anything will be done about it at this point. But I certainly appreciate your input today, Lexi, and I know the people called appreciate all that you gave. You gave them wonderful readings. You're a very gifted person, and I hope we can do this again.
Sure.
And, yeah, it'll be good. And once again, to contact her, it's Lexi, L-E-X-I, astrology at gmail.com for information concerning complete readings. So I'm sure that you would welcome that. And there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to need to know for 2021. You know, that 20 is the power of 10, doubled. And then the second 20, on an individual basis, she's been telling you, right, on an individual basis, we're going to have to complete things that we've been holding on to. We're going to have to grow up. We're going to have to take back our power and stand up and be counted, so to speak. It's also a five-year, and the high end of that's pleasure, so let's work for that. So I'm going to close with...
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, the one thing that's true, too, what is happening now, this year I felt was a year of transparency, that things had to come out. And we're not done yet. We're going to get more news yet. There's going to be more to come out, and it's going to be a surprise ending for everybody. And that's what Davey was talking about, which will lead us into great turmoil around the world. But that needs to happen to cleanse away the darkness, because there is darkness that is trying to take over, and there's been a push back and forth with the light and the dark for a while now. And I do feel the light will push in real strong, and there are going to be a lot of changes over the next few years, a lot.
Yeah, you too. Okay, we've got a couple callers that got in line here. Let's take one of them here. Hello? Hello? Okay, must just be a listener.
Must have hung up.
No, they're there. They're just listening. Okay, let's try this other one. Hello? You're on the air. Hello? Okay.
Hello? You have to speak up, otherwise we can't talk to you.
No, they hung up.
Okay,
so I'm going to close the program here with this prayer. Hashem, as we close 2020 and enter into 2021, open our eyes, open our ears to the truth, guide us to your will for our lives, and open our hearts with understanding, wisdom, to walk the correct path in our destiny. In Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Lord's name, amen.
Okay,
Lexi, thank you so much for joining us and your contribution. I really appreciate it. And you're a very gifted reader, and I feel blessed to be connected with you.
All right, Daisy, I feel the same. You take care of yourself and make life beautiful for everybody. I know you can do that with your energy.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
All right, take care. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.